change to the water, the way the tarantulas bite. Those federales didn't believe I only came here to watch the bulls fight. Tell my mother I need a good lawyer. Tell my father I'm getting a tan. My sleepy siesta down south of the border is taking more time than I planned. Oh, I need a somebody to treat me. They're giving me 10 years to life. I'll make you my wife. I got a big house in Milwaukee with a color TV and a pool, a Naga Hide bar and a Cadillac car. Juanita, they're waiting for you. Tie the burrow up down in the courtyard to keep the guard busy tonight. When you bring my dinner, make sure the tortilla is filled with a gun or a knife. Hey, Juanita, somebody betrayed me. They're giving me 10 years to life. Juanita, I need you to save me. I promise I'll make you my wife. Juanita, you'll love Wisconsin. Wisconsin is gonna love you. Yes, all of Milwaukee speaks Spanish. Of course you're gonna wear American shoes. Lake Michigan tastes like tequila. Frijoles, why they grow there on trees. You can say adios to the pigs and the goats if you'll just do this one thing for me. But Juanita, somebody betrayed me. They're giving me 10 years to life. Juanita, I need you to save me. I promise I'll make you my wife. Juanita, I swear it was all a mistake. You see, I was drowning out there in the ocean, and I saw this bale coming by, man. So I grabbed it, and I climbed up on top of it, and I found this stick, and I rowed myself into shore. And when I got there, the Border Patrol was waiting for me at the... I didn't know what it was. I promise you, if you'll just marry me so I can become a citizen of Mexico, I'll take you to Milwaukee. You can meet all my friends. They got these big, shiny motorcycles, and you can ride on the back of them with them. Really? Juanita, would I lie to you?
I'm going back to the country. I can't pay the rent. No, I'm not completely broke, but brother, I'm badly bent. I can't understand where my money went. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Thank you.
94 and a half, non-commercial league, MBA.
You tell me that you plain don't like this job. You tell me that you're tired. You tell me you'll be needing more time off. Well, you got it, pal. You're fired. Your brother told me I could shove this job on my assembly line. So take this pink slip and beat it. It's too late, you can't resign. Take this pink slip and beat it. You lazy, no good slime. I'm finished paying your disability dental plan and overtime. I hear you tell your friends that I'm a rotten boss. Well, there's the open door. Take this pink slip and beat it. You don't work here anymore. I remember that time you went on strike and left me by myself. Wouldn't let nobody cross your picket lines, and my goods laid on the shelf. You come in late and take an early lunch, and I'm sick of being robbed. Take this pink slip and beat it. Someone else has got your job. Take this pink slip and beat it. You lazy, no good slime. I'm finished paying your disability dental plan and overtime. I hear you tell your friends that I'm a rotten boss. Well, there's the open door. Take this pink slip and beat it. You don't work here anymore. Oh, yeah. Slip and beat it, you lazy, no good slime. I'm finished paying your disability dental plan and overtime. I hear you tell your friends I'm a rotten boss. Well, there's the open door. Take this pink slip and beat it. You don't work here anymore. Take this pink slip and beat it. Lazy, no good slime. I'm finished paying all that disability and all that overtime, and come on, get out of here now. I hear you tell your friends that I'm a rotten boss. Well, hey, there's the open door. Take this pink slip and beat it. You don't work here anymore. Take this pink slip and get out of here, you lazy, no good slime. I'm finished paying.
I saw my two sons sitting behind the compost pile. Josh was telling a little Jason, Mountain gone a long, long while. She left us our creative playthings, but she took the VW bus. She ran off with the Tai Chi instructor and left Daddy here with us. Oh, sunshine, if you hear me, you believe in ESP. And nothing seems real mellow since you deserted me. And who'll take care of Josh, Jason? I can't. Feed them their little bowls of granola in our solar broken home. escape reality. So I'll try to drown my sorrows with my red Zinger tea. Oh, sunshine, baby, if you hear me, you believe in ESP. And nothing seems that mellow since you deserted me. Who'll take care of Josh, Jason? I can't do it on my own. Who's gonna feed them the little bowls of granola in our solar broken home? Who's gonna feed them the little bowls of granola in our solar broken home?
I'll tell you about the worst job I ever had in my life. Worst job I ever had in my life was working for the Santa Fe? Yeah, it was the Santa Fe Railroad, south of Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, that's the old Mormon Muddy Mission, you see. It's way out in what the Navajos call the boonies. Out in the desert. Now, the job was Gandhi dancing. Now, Gandhi dancing used to be in the old days. Gandhi dancing was when the Irish were building the railroad. Of course, the first transcontinental railroad was built by Irish laborers. And they used these long-handled shovels called Irish banjos that were made by the Gandhi Shovel Company of Chicago. Now, the Irish laborer would take the wide end of the shovel when he could find it, and he would jam it in under a rail or a tie, and he would climb out on the long handle, do a little jig step out there, and that would lever the tie up or the rail up, and you push gravel in underneath it and tamp it down, and that levels the roadbed. See, that's what Gandhi dancing is. Leveling the roadbed so the damn train doesn't fall off as it goes by, which is just a big drag for everybody. Now, they don't do Gandhi dancing the normal way anymore, see, like they did in the old days. Nowadays, they run three cars out on the line. They run a box car out there that's a bunk car. You sleep in it. Got bunks in there 18 inches apart. And then you got a tool car with your tamping irons and your tongs and your double jack hammers and spikes and all of that equipment, see, to do the job. And then you got a cook car. I mean, there's no restaurants anyplace around, so you got a cook car. Pots and pans and a coal or wood-burning stove and a long table down the middle to eat at. Only thing they don't hire is a cook. That's because they're cheap. Saves them money. The rule is that in that crew, they're supposed to pick among their own members who's going to be the cook. Now, they don't try to do it sensibly, like draw lots or decide who the best cook is. What they do is they wait and find out who bitches and whines and pisses and moans the most about the cooking. And they say, "All right, wise guy, you think you can do better, you get to be the cook." Well, that was me, see. Old alligator mouth. The new man on the crew. And that was the worst food I'd ever had. I mean, it was dog bottom pie and pheasant sweat. Otter water. Comes out of an otter. It's a terrible, terrible stuff. Some people might think it's a delicacy, but I thought it was garp. So I complained, and they said, "All right, wise guy, you get to be the cook." That made me mad, because I didn't want to cook. But I knew if anybody complained about my cooking, that they were going to have to cook. Armed with that knowledge, I sallied forth over the muddy river. I was walking around among the cheap grass and bunch grass there, and I looked down, and there was just a hell of a big moose turd. Biggest damn moose turd. That was a real steamer, damn. I looked down at that meadow wafer and I said to myself, "Self, I'm gonna bake up a big moose turd pie. 'Cause if anybody complains about my cooking, they're gonna have to cook." So I tipped that pasture pastry up on edge. I got my shit together, so to speak. And I started rolling it down toward the old cook car. Bloom, bloom. I got it down there and leaned it up against the side, and I climbed up in the cook car and I baked up a hell of a big pie shell. And I baked that moose turd in it as slick as you please. and I crimped the edges with my thumbs and laid strips of dough across it and garnished it with a sprig of parsley, a little paprika. It was beautiful. Poetry on a plate. And I served it for dessert, waiting for the first hint of a complaint. Well, this giant dude come in, about 5'40". I mean, he was big. Throwed himself down like a fool on the stool. Picked up his fork. Took a big bite of that moose turd pie. Well, he threw down his fork, and he let out a beller, and he yelled, "My God, that's moose turd pie!" It's good, though.
When I was young, I guess she won my heart. I promised to love and cherished her till death do us part. Now she is awful big and fat and not so very sweet. But what I hate the most about her, she's always got cold feet. Cold feet, cold feet. What I hate the most about her, she's always got cold feet. Read the news and then I hit the hay. About the time I settle down to get a little sleep, what I feel upon my back is nothing but cold feet. Cold feet, cold feet. What I feel upon my back is nothing but cold feet. A tramp out on the street then have to live this kind of life with a pair of old cold feet. Now I don't mind that rolling pin when she hits me over the head, but when she sticks them feet to me, I wish that I was dead. Cold feet, cold feet. When she sticks them feet to me, I wish that I was dead.
Talk about a way down upon the Swanee River. Oh, yeah, yeah, so far away. Well, baby, now, that's where my heart is sad, sad and lonely. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's where the old
Yeah, way down on the Suwannee River. That's another version of that. We played that by a bluegrass guy earlier this morning, Jimmy Arnold, a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. I'm 6'6" and weigh 220 pounds. And we of Asleep at the Wheel want you to know that KFAT, KFAT Radio, is where it's at in the Bay Area.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Mark O'Connor. And his Markology album. Let's see. That's fine stuff. Let's see. Before that, I guess we're just, we got no commercials. And the buttons don't work. This is K-Fat.
Okay, boys, let's do one nice and loose. And there.
Good morning. 8:32 if you care about it.
We'll be right back. thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot.
Honey, thanks, thanks a lot. We are the rain.
the Dixie Dregs, 1982 type country music. Where's Dixie? Is what the heck that was? Rank and file punk country. And that's the title cut from the album called Rank and File. And Muswell Hillbillies from the Kinks. Celluloid Heroes, their greatest hits, actually, is where that came from.